person. That was Mr. Bryce Harlow.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
This is wonderful to talk to you.
Bryce, how are you?
How are you?
Fine.
You sure looked good yesterday.
Oh, I'm fine. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm never sick. Didn't find. Let me ask you, I want to get your appraisal on this agriculture thing. I know the views you have put in.
Yes.
But to me, it really comes down, you know, of the people that we've mentioned, to, I think it comes down, I mean, you can't take a knobby team under somebody like that. I mean,
No. It's
just going to raise holy hell with too many people. And to me, it comes down to the people, other than present company and so forth, is that I can see is between Earl Butts and Henry Bellman. Now, I know you've been strong for Bellman.
That's right.
The thing about
very deeply about Earl, whom I love.
Who?
Earl, I say I love Earl Butts.
Yeah.
I always thought he was just great.
Yeah.
But he's a symbol of Benson.
Of what?
Benson.
Was Butts a Benson symbol?
Well, remember he was Assistant Secretary of Agriculture under Ezra Taft Benson.
Mm-hmm.
And if you or I were a member of the Farmers Union or a member of the Democratic Party,
mm-hmm.
That's all we'd talk about.
I see.
That's the thing.
He's a very strong speaker, they say, and all that sort of thing.
Oh, you remember him, don't you?
Yes.
Pretty well.
Yeah.
He's the only guy I ever saw run Hubert Humphrey right off of the platform.
Yeah.
Oh, he's roughing the cop.
Yeah.
Tremendous speaker.
I wonder if the Benson thing may be too far back in the memory. The problem that you have with Henry is that, apart from the Senate and all the other things, is a real question as to whether he, frankly, Bryce, could understand the intricacies of the goddamn thing. This is the most intricate thing. We have nobody here who really...
Dick Harden tells me that he knows the farm programs better than anybody in the whole darn Congress, except...
Bellman does?
Except Hyde Murray.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a farmer.
Oh, I know he's a farmer, but there's a lot of farmers that don't know the difference between cow shit and pig shit.
I know that, but...
You know that.
But he does.
You think he does?
Well, there's no question about his knowing the programs.
Yeah.
That is, at least, you know, the programs he's worked with very tightly.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I like about Henry is, number one, is total, absolute loyalty to you.
Yeah.
And this is in an area where...
Where that's necessary.
Where,
yeah.
My God... I'm so worried about the farm bill next year.
Sure.
And the guy that's handling this problem, which is a horrible problem always, has got to be totally faithful to you.
Yeah.
He's got that in spades.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what he actually told me. As you know, I talked very privately with him on Bob's direction.
Right.
And I told him to come back to me with suggestions for this post. I talked to him in absolute confidence.
Yeah.
And he's the only man on the Hill I could talk privately with and know he'd keep a secret.
Mm-hmm.
He came back then and we had breakfast a week later to talk it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him not to exclude himself from the from his recommendations
if
he thought objectively that he ought to be considered.
Mm-hmm.
He came back and he said, well, Bryce, let's first talk about Bellman. He said, I have thought very deeply on this, and of course I forbade him to mention it even to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And he did not mention it. He said, I've thought it through. He said, number one, I realize that if I leave the Senate and take this post, it will probably terminate my political future because of what happens to secretaries of agriculture. He said, I'm aware of that. And number two, I don't care because, he said, I think it's so critically important to this country that Dick Nixon's reelected. He said, I'll do anything to do that. Anything.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if it is deemed desirable to appoint me,
mm-hmm.
I have thought it through. I will resign and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he said, the final point on my successor, the seat in the Senate. They don't appoint in Oklahoma. They have to have a special election. And he said, since we're going to lose the seat to Ed Edmondson almost surely,
mm-hmm.
but we'll win the other one if we have two.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, we'll have a standoff. And that's where we are now. He said, I'm very sure of that. Now, he said, as far as who should have the post, he mentioned Al Quie as a possibility.
Yeah.
I don't like that because I don't think he looks and acts like a farmer very much.
No.
And number two, he's bullheaded.
Yeah.
And I don't think his loyalty quotient to you is anything like...
Yeah, like Bellman's, yeah.
Now, the thing I like about him is that loyalty factor. I know he knows agriculture. He's a practical, practicing farmer.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, he looks like one, and he talks like one.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And so he can ham-handedly, with that huge paw of his, go out across the country.
Yeah.
And he's more of a farmer than most of the guys he's talking to.
Right.
Now, then he can have, for his expertise that you're worrying about, understandably, he's Clarence Palmby.
Well, and Palmby will stay on.
And Palmby knows more about it than anybody wants to learn. He's running the department anyway, and he can run it. Now, then Henry also said this. He said that whoever, if the president has to appoint a new secretary between now and next year, he said this man that comes in, or whoever he is, must be one who is not going to mess with the department much.
Mm.
He's going to have to get out on the road.
To be a speaker.
And he said, I would not expect, for example, if I were to take the post, I wouldn't mess much with the administration of the department or try to change those people around.
Yeah.
I'd leave them in there, and because they're good people.
Yeah.
But I'd carry the message, is what I assume that the president would want, from now until election time. And then maybe afterwards we'd start trying to do something around the department if we needed to.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's exactly what you want and need.
Yeah.
And I think he's a guy who would do that. Now, the weaknesses, John Mitchell feels very strongly and told me so. We've argued about it.
Yeah, I know he does. Yeah.
He feels very strongly that he doesn't have the administrative strength. Well, I don't think we need to worry about that between now and November of 72.
Yeah.
Because we'd let Clarence Palmby the undersecretary run it.
Yeah.
While Henry fronted for it. And now that I think that he's by far the best, and the greatest worry I have about it is not his administrative side that worries John. It's the seat. Because you've got that damn close Senate.
Yeah.
And it's just a razor edge all the time.
Yes, it is.
And I worry about that. And so I would think that needs to be checked out awfully tightly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the most dangerous part of it, it seems to me.
You think that the trouble with Butts is that Benson thing. I see your point there.
Well, I think that, playing politics in the farm areas, that's all you'd talk about if you were an enemy.
Yeah.
You wouldn't talk about Butts, you'd talk about Benson.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love Earl Butts. I suggested his name myself.
I know you did. Yeah. And
but it's like putting in Kufis.
Yeah.
You can't do that for these obvious reasons. Same way.
Yeah. Who's quite a fellow, as a matter of fact.
I like him very much, but it'd be a disaster to put a Farm Bureau man in there.
Oh, hell yes. You buy one group and lose another.
Now John is strong as the devil on Louis Nunn. And
but you don't like that.
I like Louis very much, but not in this post.
Yeah.
He's not a farmer.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think he can act like one.
Right.
Well, I don't think it's a disaster, of course, to put in Louis Nunn. I just don't. I just think you need better than that.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's very helpful, Bryce. Very helpful.
The farm thing, I think, is absolutely critical for next year.
Sure.
Just critical.
Sure. Yeah.
And it could be an Achilles heel.
Main thing we want to do is to get those hog prices up.
And corn.
Well, they're there, yeah.
And they're tied together.
Corn and hog. Corn hog ratio. Remember old Halleck always?
That's it.
Corn hog ratio. Hell yes. Well, okay, Bryce. good to see you yesterday, and
Delighted the way you looked and acted, things look pretty good out here in the bush, Mr. President.
I'll tell you this, one thing I can assure you. These bastards that have been sabotaging our, as I said, it's really ironical that the same people that got us into Vietnam have sabotaged every effort of my effort to get us out. And by God, when the whole record is printed, as you can read between the lines, we've been doing an awful lot that we have not publicized.
Yes.
We've had a hell of a lot of meetings they know nothing about in all sections of the world. And these sons of bitches are going to have to pay. We're going to make them pay.
Well, it's...
Hey, really, it's irresponsible, man. My God, you know, here we are. We got the casualties down to 5 this week, and what the hell do they want?
Well, the country...
They want to lose.
They
want the country to lose.
Well, they're desperate.
Yeah.
They're trying out every kind of thing they can think of.
Mm-hmm.
I don't blame them. They're trying to get an issue.
That's right.
That will float with the country, and you've taken them all away.
That's right. They're having problems.
So they're thrusting around for something.
Right.
And the farm one is one. And of course, they're waiting to see how the economy works, see if they can play with that.
Well, the economy, we'll have to see. If it doesn't go up, you know the economy's out of our hands. Oh, that's just one of those things. It's either going to go up or it isn't.
Well, that's right.
I think it will, but we shall see.
But I think you're in darn good shape, except the farm bill.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a look at it, Bryce.
All right, sir.
Fine. Bye.
Bye.